We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachemish and Chavyakam Pinchas Alei. We're in Sota Pereches Mishnehei. So we already had the address that was delivered to the troops by the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. That was where he spoke, and it was repeated by another Kohen. That was Mishnah Aleph. Then we had the address that was delivered by also Mashuach Melchama, but it was repeated by a shoter, by an officer. That was Mishnah Beis. And then the third part of the address, which is our Mishnah right now, was delivered by a shoter, and then it was repeated by a shoter. So the Mishnah says like this: V'yasefu ha-shoterim ledaber alam. Then the shoterim continue to speak of Amru, and they say like this: V'ho'ish ha-yarei v'rach ha-levav yelech v'yashol v'esa. Whoever is faint-hearted should return. So till this point, the officers only repeated the words of the Mashuach Melchama. But here, the shoterim are now speaking on their own, and they're announcing, who is fearful, who's faint-hearted, he should go home, because he's going to ruin the morale. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, how do we define Yorein Barach HaLevav, HaYorein Barach HaLevav, fearful and faint-hearted, Kimash Ma'o, should be taken literally. Sheini Yachol Amod Bikir Sheham Elchama, Veliros Cherif Slufa. Here's someone who is unable to tolerate unable to cope with the kishrei melchama. Literally means the joints of the melchama, like kishrei etzbaosav, the joints of your fingers. What does it mean? Because that was the formation of the troops. They would stand one shoulder next to the other, like joints, so to speak, so the enemy couldn't penetrate. So that's what we call the kishrei melchama. But either way, what it's saying is these are the people who can't tolerate the kishrei melchama and the cherev shlufa, where a sword is drawn, that of the enemy is fearful of the attack. So he's someone who should go home. That's Rabbi Akiva's interpretation of the pasuk. We take it literally. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Yarei Barach Halevav Zehu Hamis Yarei Min Haaveros Shav Yado. This is someone who is afraid of the averus that he has, that he doesn't have enough merit to survive in the war. Not only, obviously, we take the sukkim literally as well. If you're fearful, you should go home, because it's Velo Yimas Levavachav. You're not supposed to literally melt the hearts of your brethren, of your comrades, to the other soldiers. So obviously he holds that if you're fearful, you're faint-hearted, you should go home. But this extra phrase, Yarei Barach HaLevav, Yarei, means someone who is fearful of her sins. This is someone who should go home, because he may not have the divine protection that he needs, and therefore this will ruin everyone's morale. If he, God forbid, dies in battle, and it's because he doesn't deserve to live, so then obviously it's not helpful. We want people who are there, who Hashem is going to offer them divine protection. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perek Zayin that we follow Rabbi Akiva, that only a person who lacks that physical strength and courage should return. If you're faint-hearted, you go home. But if you're afraid of the averus that you may have, no, you're able to come to fight, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. We take the pasuk literally. But then Rabbi Yossi explains why we have the Arein Rach HaLevav referring to the sinner, why we can take that literally, why we don't have to take that literally, because that's why we have all of the other people who return. We spoke about a person should return if they had, we make an announcement, did you have Kiddushin and you didn't perform Nisuin yet, you go home, and you have a Kerem and you didn't Bechalal it, you didn't do the Kerem Revai redemption, you should go home, and you built a house and you didn't dedicate, you should go home. So why do we have those people go home? So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, I'll tell you why. He says, Yarei Barach HaLevav Zehu Amis Yarei Min HaAveir Shebiyodah, as we said, Lefikach Tolsa Lo HaTorah Es Kol Elu. That's why the Torah excused the other people, Sheyach Zor Biglalon, so this person who's Yarei, because of his Averis, can go back along with them, which means we don't want him to be embarrassed. So if the Torah only commanded a person with sins to return, it would be very embarrassing. Everyone would know that he's a sinner, and he's admitting to all of those sins. But if other people are going home for other reasons, this guy can go along with them, and they may think maybe he built a house and didn't dedicate it. Maybe he was a Mekadesh, a woman, and he didn't have Nisuin yet. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, that's why we have the other people who go home, so the Yarei from Averos is able to, this way he won't be embarrassed. Now, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, even an Issa Durabanan, an Avera Durabanan, would be grounds for him to go home. And as we'll see, that Rabbi Yossi in a moment will disagree with Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. But that being the case, the famous example of someone speaking between putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, so that is an example of a lesser Avera, nonetheless, an Avera Durabanan, that person should go home for as well. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Mishnah continues, Almana l'kohen gadol, Gerusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, Mamzeres u'nisinin l'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael u'mamzer l'nasin, Harei ehu hayarei v'rachalivav. Who are the sinners? Rabbi Yossi agrees you go back if you have sins, biyado, but they're Yisurim d'oraisa apparently. And the fact that he throws in a chalutza to a kohen hedyot, it's really, that's only the Rabbanan, but we usually lump the chalutza along with the Gerusha. But all the others are d'oraisas, Almana living with the Kohen Gadol, Agusha living with the Kohen Hedyot, a Mamzeres, Unisin living with the Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael and marrying to a Mamzer or Nasin. These are Yarei V'rach HaLevav that should be leaving. According to him, only Yisurim d'oraisa are that we should be fearful of and go home. Perichas Mishnah Vav. Okay, so when the officers finish addressing the people, now after you appoint the Sarei Tzvos, the captains, at the head of the people. So after everyone's going home, everyone knows why they shouldn't be there. So now we have to appoint the officers to be at the head of the troops. And this we didn't do before, because why would we appoint people who may not have the courage and they're going to be leaving anyway? So now that we know all the people who remain are courageous people, they're not faint-hearted, so now we can appoint the people in their proper ranks and the troops in their proper place. Uva akevo shel ha'am, that's also akev, that's the rear, which means we need officers at the back as well to prevent people running away. We don't want them to desert the troops either. And that's where the people who are there, ma'amidim zikifin lifnehem, they had guards in front of them. The people at the head of the troops were strong in the front. And they were there to help. What is the kifim? Guards. They were there to help people who may fall in battle or may wound themselves. And we people there to encourage them. So that's who are lifnehem va'achirim me'acharehem. And you should also have people who are in the back. They don't have to be very as courageous or as strong, but nonetheless, to prevent people from running away, they weren't as strong. So again, ma'amidim zikifim lifnehem. The zekifim, the stronger ones, were in front. V'acherim, and others who may not have been zekifim, not as strong as and courageous, they're sufficient to have them in the back to make sure that people aren't running away. V'chashilin shel barzel bidehem, and the guards in the back had these iron axes they were holding to use against people who would try to flee. And in fact, anyone tries to run away, the rear guards had the right to take these axes and break the person's legs. Because once the battle starts, we give him this authority, because if he retreats on the battlefield, shetchilas nisa nefila, the beginning of flight, of running away, is the beginning of falling, is the beginning of being slaughtered by the enemy. Now, our Mishnah says shetchilas nisa nefila, the beginning of running away is falling. It's really the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet is really the opposite. It should be shetchilas nefila nisa, the beginning of the falling of the people of the and losing the war is nisa, is running away, is fleeing. So we want to avoid that. Shedamar, how do I know that? So we quote from Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalet. So the Jewish people ran away, and there was a great magefa, a great slaughter happened to the people. What was that story? So that's where, during the times of Eli, there was a war between Yisrael and Pelishtim, as we have very, very often. But the Jewish people were defeated, and 30,000 troops were killed. That's when the Aron was out there that they removed from the Mishkan and Shiloh and brought it out to the battlefield, and was captured by the Pelishtim. So this is what happened. That with 30,000 troops died in that battle. So that's why, because Nas Yisrael lifnei Pelishtim. The assumption here is as described here, the implication is that why did so many people die? Not because of what happened in the battle itself, but because of Nasi Sofnei Pelishtim. There was a Magaifa Gedolah Aisa Ba'am because they fleed. Ulahalanu Omer, another war where, this is in Perek Lamed Aleph of Shmuel Aleph, also the Jewish people fled from the Pelishtim. It says, Vayanusu Anche Yisrael Mipnei Pelishtim Aiplu Chalalim. So we see in this war, once again, the people are slaughtered by Pelishtim because of Vayanusu. So Nas Yisrael in the first Pasuk, Vayanusu in this Pasuk, and that's why so many were killed. This was the battle in which Shaul and Yehonasan were killed at Har HaGilboa.